Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Texas people say at least 220 people have been rescued from flooded homes and vehicles because of rising rivers near Houston. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo telling CNN no deaths or serious injuries have been reported. Senate Majority Leader from New York Chuck Schumer is announcing $400 million in funding to help boost security and safety measures at synagogues, mosques, and churches. The move comes on the heel of bomb threats at numerous synagogues in New York over the weekend. Senator Schumer speaking about the new law.
It allows you to put in cameras so you can detect who might do something to your synagogue. Fences, strong windows, and 2 years ago we modified it so you can actually hire personnel.
The move comes as anti-Israel protests continue at college campuses nationwide. Well over 2,000 people have been arrested in recent weeks as the protests have sometimes led to violent confrontations between agitators and police in riot gear. While President Biden has condemned the protests, he has received backlash from both sides of the aisle for his handling of the demonstrations as well. Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman joins CBS and talks about the criticism President Biden has received.
It's perfectly normal if you don't agree with the president on this issue or many other issues. But it's very strange that when we have this incredible, important election right in front of us, we're about 6 months ago, and it's really two stark choices.
Gas prices have fallen over the past few weeks. Oil industry analyst Troby Lundberg, publisher of the Lundberg Survey, tells us how much.
We have the first gasoline price drop of the year as of now. It's a 2 cent decline to $3.75 per gallon for regular grade. This after 15 weeks of surging prices, which rose 59 cents from the start of the year.
This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
A Jewish organization is out with new numbers on anti-Semitic attacks here in the United States as a Jewish-owned bakery in Atlanta, Georgia, targeted multiple times and vandalized. USA's Laura Winters reports.
As pro-Palestinian protests rage on college campuses across the country, the ADL, Anti-Defamation League, reporting a 360% spike in anti-Semitic attacks since the October 7th Hamas terrorist attack in Israel. Now, the latest anti-Semitic attack in Atlanta, where a Jewish-owned bakery shop on the campus of Emory University targeted, the store vandalized, and the owner of Ali's Cookies, a woman named Nofar Shablis, telling Fox News that a caller threatened to come and burn us. The shop also receiving an email stating, "Your store is going down unless you will stop supporting a country that murders, tortures, and commits a genocide." Police investigating.
A section of I-95 in Norwalk, Connecticut is fully reopened to traffic after a fiery crash closed the road last week. Workers demolishing an overpass that was damaged early Thursday when a car that was merging onto I-95 struck a gasoline tanker that was parked beneath it. Attention now turns to replacing the overpass, which officials say designs should be complete within the next few weeks. And no word of Kentucky Derby winner Mystic Dan will run in the Preakness Stakes, set for 2 weeks in Baltimore. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
First of all, I think we got to get America out of the guacamole bath after yesterday's Cinco de Mayo. Oh, guacamole abounded for everyone, nonstop. How much fun is that, huh? Hey, this is Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. Happy Monday. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Dan McMillan is going to be joining us in just a moment. He's back with us. He's the author of the book, How Could This Happen?, explaining the Holocaust. Clearly, you know, what's happening on our campus today. I mean, it's amazing that you think that Dan had to write this book to explain the Holocaust. But what you're seeing on the college campuses today is a clear indication of the ignorance that remains and just how rampant it has become. Dan, are you there with us? I guess we're still waiting to connect with him. Well, just as a reminder here, the U.S. Congress established the Days of Remembrance as the nation's annual commemoration of the Holocaust. This year, the Holocaust Days of Remembrance, a week-long commemoration, actually started yesterday and will go on through the 12th. Holocaust Remembrance Day will be observed on May the 6th. So this today is the day itself, although celebrations and memorials will continue through the 12th of this month. He is the founder of Save Democracy in America. He is the author, as I mentioned, How Could This Happen? Dan McMillan, are you there? Dan, are you there with us?
Hello?
Hey, Dan, are you there with us? We're just trying
Bill,
to make sure we're connected.
You?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I just explained that, you know, here we are. Again, you wrote this book, How Could This Happen?, because it seems that so many people have forgotten or maybe didn't even know about the Holocaust. And then clearly we see what's happening on the campuses today. It's clear that they still don't know what's going on, right?
Well, you know, Bill, because I lead a nonpartisan campaign against money in politics, I actually have to stay away from what's going on our campuses, and I have to stay away from the Gaza war in our conversation.
I understand that. I'm not asking you to do that, but it's quite obvious when we talk about the Day of Remembrance. I mean, this is a whole week that started yesterday of Holocaust days. It is clear. I'm just pointing to the college campuses. I mean, it's quite obvious. I think our listeners can make the connection here, going, these kids don't understand what's going on. We've lost a generation in understanding what the heck happened in World War II. So this is why your book is so critical.
The teaching of history in our schools, at our universities, is so deficient. We appreciate so little of our own history. We appreciate so little of the sort of great and heroic things that earlier generations of Americans have done. And there was a survey, I think last year, of Gen Z and millennials that just showed a shocking, you know, lack of knowledge of the Holocaust. A very large percentage not knowing, thinking that only 2 million had been killed, not half the people surveyed being unable to name a single concentration camp or death camp, terrible lack of knowledge. And I think 33 of our federal states do not have a Holocaust education mandate.
Well, yeah, see, this just tells you what it's all about. And the fact of the matter is that even though 33 of the states choose not to have a mandate to teach history or teach this specific topic of history, it was U.S. Congress that established the Days of Remembrance as the nation's annual commemoration of the Holocaust. So our Congress saw that it was important, right?
Actually, you know, you're ahead of me on that. I actually don't know about the role of our Congress in doing that. So and I guess mm-hmm. I should. You got me one there.
Okay, all right. Well, you see, this is why this is the exchange, Dan, and why I appreciate you coming on is so that we can advance the thinking, update people, and understand, you know, how it all began. You know, what started the Days of Remembrance?
Well, you know, I know that the UN named January 27th as International Holocaust Remembrance Day,
right?
Because that was the day in 1945 when the Red Army liberated Auschwitz. The day that we're speaking of this week, today is Yom HaShoah, which is the Holocaust Remembrance Day on the Hebrew calendar, which is a different calendar than our calendar, so it falls on a different day in our calendar every year. You know, I think that probably the questions I most like to talk about are why is it that so few people understand why the Holocaust happened, how it was possible, because I think very few people feel they understand how this was possible. And because of that, mm-hmm. I think that is also part of what enables Holocaust denial, which is a worldwide mm-hmm. movement. And, mm-hmm. you know, you were kind enough to reference my book, which was the fruit of 40 years of engagement, you know, on and off with the question of why this happened. And in a way, it was really only last year that I feel like I finally figured out a way to explain in a concise manner, you know, how this was possible. One of the problems with the causation of the Holocaust is that so many different factors contributed to it. And if you try to tell the whole story, you drown in details. And this is what happens to academic historians like myself when we're talking with the public, and then the public in turn drowns in details, and they're kind of no better off than when they began. And I came to see that you can cut through the details to what is really the heart of the matter. The heart of the matter is that the men who did this, and we're talking about maybe 200,000 German and Austrian men, so not a tiny clique of misfits, 200,000 psychologically normal German and Austrian men, because they saw no reason not to do it, because thanks to World War I and social Darwinist racism and the deification of Adolf Hitler, they concluded that an individual human life like yours and mine has mm-hmm. no inherent value whatsoever. That the only human life, the value of life came into their thinking only in the sense that their overriding goal was the long-term survival of the so-called German race, the genotype. Mm-hmm. And what right. they thought was the Darwinian struggle of survival between the nations of the world. And if it was necessary to that outcome, or even just convenient, if your death was convenient to that outcome, was helpful to Germany's survival, then your life was forfeit. And so this applies not only to the 6 million Jews who were targeted for complete extinction, and that's what makes the genocide of the Jews unique, but 6 or 7 million Gentile victims, like 3.3 million Soviet POWs, maybe 200,000 German mental patients and people with disabilities who were murdered just for efficiency, to not have to pay for maintaining right. them. And this is really the essence of the horror of the Holocaust, that this is why it frightens us like no other event. Because if you could go back in time and get 15 or 20 of these killers around the table and ask them, why in heaven's name are you doing something so ghastly? They probably shrug their shoulders and say, why not? They're just people. And that's yeah. the most important thing I want people to understand. So I haven't let you get a word in edgewise.
Well, we got about 20 seconds left, so I will get an edge. A word in edgewise, because I got to take us to break. Dan McMillan is here. Obviously, he has pondered and searched this so that we would have a better and effective understanding of how this could happen and how we can keep it from ever happening again. And we've got more from Dan on the other side. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the
final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
With you, Dan McMillan, the author of the book, How Could This Happen? Explaining the Holocaust, continues with us. This is, as he says, is a 40-year-plus lifetime, you know, project in understanding, you know, what's going on. And Dan has been breaking this down to help us appreciate how this is possible. And we were talking off air, and I just, you know, Dan, you know, could we realize another Holocaust, as horrific as it was in World War II, and especially when, you know, as you say, Gen Z has no, you know, not that you expect them to have memory, but even understanding of what happened. And, you know, the saying is, as it goes in history, you know, the reason that we repeat is because we fail to learn from history. But go ahead. I'm going to let you pick it up from there, Dan.
Okay. Yeah, thanks. Thanks so much, Bill. You know, I think that there are a lot of reasons to be very concerned about the state of our country because, you know, I think here in the land of its birth, government by the people is kind of on the ropes for all kinds of reasons. And I think that Americans on both sides of the aisle are very concerned about the future of our of democracy, of government by the people in our country, and with good reason. But on the other hand, even if to say in worst case scenario that somehow this country became a dictatorship, which I don't regard as possible, but even if that were to happen, I do not see another genocide in an advanced society like ours as possible. Now, no one can say, you can't prove that something's not possible in the future. That's always a little shaky. But I, in so many ways, we have, since the Second World War, learned to value the right of the individual and to value human life in ways that we did not 80 years ago. It's hard to imagine it's even hard to imagine Russia and China, those dictatorships, being willing to fight a war where we took the kind of casualties that everyone took in World War II. Mm-hmm. Also, since World War II, you think in our country of the advances made in the rights of minorities, of black people and other minorities, the advances made in the rights of women, of all individuals, in so many ways, we have really strengthened a sense that the individual has value, has rights, has dignity. And although you can see these rights being encroached on here or there in various ways, nonetheless, it's almost impossible for me to imagine the circumstances that led to the Holocaust being recreated. I talked earlier about how certain factors have come together to make possible the rejection of the value of human life on the part of Germany's elite. Mm-hmm. One, for example, was the slaughter of young men in World War One. That, if you think about those casualties, it would be as if we had just come off a war where we lost 10 million young men on the field of battle. We'd be a very different society from what we are today. We'd have a very different attitude toward killing people.
Let me interject this,
okay,
though,
sure.
Because some people might insist that what we are experiencing today is a modern form of Holocaust, you know, by abortion. I mean, you talk 10 million. Well, we've had 100 million. And all this is a result of, you know, on one hand, you say because of World War II and because of the Holocaust, we have more value for life. Yeah, on one hand, but the paradox is on the other, we disregard life, you know, with abortion. And this is my opinion. You know, I'm a man of faith and I believe in what God says. And, you know, we're made in his image. I mean, this is the basis of our life. If we weren't made in God's image and we were just like another rodent out in the field, it wouldn't matter. But there's something significant when we are created in the image of God, in my humble opinion.
You know, that's so beautiful what you're saying, Bill, about us being created in the image of God. With regard to abortion, again, unfortunately, I can't touch that with a 10-foot pole because my campaign to get money out of politics is nonpartisan. I mean, I once said on radio that I won't take a stand in favor of motherhood, just to give you an idea of the self-censorship that I have to operate under. But I don't have to say that I do think that abortion is a moral issue of national importance and that we need a single national law, and it does go to the heart of the value we place on human life.
I don't want to put you in a situation, but, you know, our audience is such as that if I don't say something, then I am deficient and I have violated my oath to them. So I respect you.
And I'm not suggesting you shouldn't.
Right. Okay. But I just want to just say
that
so.
At all,
okay.
I'm not saying that at all, Bill. I have no problem with you saying that, of course. Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, go ahead and complete your thought that I interjected.
Let's just say one other thing, which is to say how we think about race. We still have plenty of racial prejudice. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have so many different kinds of Americans. and we're, you know, different kinds of prejudice, one group against another, but we all see each other as part of the same human species. Back then, scientists and the general public thought that each nationality, Germans, Jews, Scotch, Poles, and so on, was itself to some degree a separate race with its distinctive genetic signature, that each so-called race had evolved to a greater or lesser degree from the apes, that there was a hierarchy of value among the races that was scientifically determined, and that some races were of little value or of no value at all. Mm-hmm. And that's very different from how we see, we have a prejudice today. Back then it was seen as hard science, and it was devastating to the value of human life. And that's the second thing that has changed between then and now that made me feel that although I, look, we're in trouble politically in this country, make no mistake, and that's what I'm working on. That's my goal in life, is to work on that problem. Nonetheless, I really do not fear our country committing another genocide. Mm-hmm. That much I think I can say.
I sure hope so. I will say this about the issue of prejudice. We've come a long way. We really have. I mean, you know, when the Constitution first came about and slavery existed, you know, the founding fathers were courageous enough to, you know, make sure the Constitution stated all men are created equal. And I'm sure that had to be a thorn in many people's sides, because what would happen when the debate would come up? Well, wait a minute. What about this slave? You know, you know, aren't they equal? So, you know, when you consider then to where we are now, we have come a long way. I mean, you have mixed marriages. We've had a first, you know, black president, first black attorney general. You know, we've got, you know, black on two blacks on, you know, our Supreme Court. I mean, this would not have been heard of at certain stages of this country. So I look and I think, wow, you know, we have definitely come a long way. But as you said earlier, you know, government by the people, we the people, we have the responsibility, and we have to see and have the vision and understanding for America and do our part in ensuring that we participate in a better America for the next generation. Right. I mean, that's what our moms and dads did for us in World War II, didn't they?
They did, and I think I do. I absolutely think that Americans are ready, willing, and able to do that. It's just that right now, money and politics has rendered our vote almost irrelevant and makes our participation almost meaningless. And so, but once we address that problem, I think we are going to perfect government by the people to the highest degree yet seen in history. And
I sure hope so.
And I think it's worth remembering, you know, this is the only country on earth that stands for ideals. It's ideals that make us Americans.
Right.
That's another reason why I'm optimistic about the future of our country.
Well, the other thing, too, Dan, is not, you know, we've been there. You know, this is why we talk about revival. You know, if you have never been vibed, you can't be revived, right? So, you know, that's the way I look at it. So I'm looking and I say, wait a minute, we have a great country. I mean, it's not like we're having to start all over again with a clean sheet of paper. You know,
we've
made some mistakes. We've done some great things. I think we should need to acknowledge that. And like anybody, any visionary will tell you, or any leader, is you got to stop for a moment, look back when you made the wrong turn, go back there, make the right turn, and let's get back on proper footing, right?
And I think we, the American people, will do that. We've done it before, and we will do it again. It's music to my ears what you're saying, Bill. I love what you're saying. Thank you.
Well, Dan McMillan, thank you for being with us. This is Holocaust Remember Week. Today is the day of Remembrance Day, but it goes on through the 12th. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Thank you for having me, Bill.
Switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon Easy.
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data. $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan. At an amazing price with no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay. Plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony. The demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Welcome back. 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Last week, Alan Dershowitz pointed out that, the students on our campuses were becoming useful tools. And Dexter Van Zyl just recently wrote a piece. He's the managing editor focused on Western Islamism, a Middle East Forum publication with the Middle East Forum. And the piece is, kind of a first-person report. An account of how Students for Justice in Palestine have been grooming our kids, American students, for an intifada. Dexter, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Bill. It's great to be here.
Well, the headline is quite shocking to think. We hear about intifadas in the Middle East. Could we realize an intifada here in the United States?
Yeah, I think what's going on right now is that we have a group of organizations, in particular Students for Justice in Palestine, that's essentially trying to recruit a pro-Hamas auxiliary here in the United States. And I knew that this was happening. I knew this was happening as far back as 2001. I attended an SJP rally out in downtown Boston organized by students, SJP, from UMass Boston. And when they found out I was a Zionist, the first thing they did was they surrounded me. They spit on me. They threw water at me. And one of their folks actually shoved me from behind even after I got out of the way of the mob as it started to march on. Mm-hmm. What has happened is that these organizations have basically used idealistic and kind of purposeless young college kids to essentially as the raw material. And they all come from the left. I don't want to say that these kids are Hamas members yet or that they are actually even Islamists. But the thing is that what has happened is that a group of intellectuals led in part by Hatem Bazian, who founded SJP, has basically promoted the notion that Israel is the worst country in the world and that the West is evil and that the America and the United States of America is evil because they support it. And the thing is that that is a central element of Islamist ideology, regarding the West in general. And once you've got kids who think that they come from a country that's evil, then they're going to start asking, so what's the alternative? What's the political alternative? And long term, they may, in fact, actually start to embrace the cause of Islamism.
Exactly. Well, it's not only the kids that have come from the Middle East that are promoting, you know, this ideology, but we've got professors,
right,
you know, on the campus. So that's reinforced. And here it is. I mean, we basically have, you know, put our children in a sea of Islamism, you know, where we, you know, it's a baptismal, by these Islamists in the college campuses. I mean, you see quite obviously, Dexter, which blows me away, and we've been talking about it last week, is you get these, you know, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, you know, white women, you know, yelling, I'm Hamas, and it's laughable because you go, wow, you know, you wouldn't last 2 seconds in the Gaza, you know,
right.
they would do the same thing
right.
for you as they did to the Jewish women, you know, raping them, removing
right.
body parts, kicking your breasts up the dirt field just for fun, like a soccer ball. Are you kidding me?
And
that's
amazing.
Just them, right? I mean, we're
right.
not even done, because now you got gays for Palestine too, which, you know, it's just laughable.
You see, now, I went to 3 anti-Israel rallies in Boston, like the third week of April, like from the 25th and the 26th, I think the dates were. The 24th and the 25th. And I would take a tour. I'd start at Emerson College. I'd then get on the bus and go to MIT and then Harvard. And on the way back from Harvard, I saw 2 young girls sitting on both Wednesday and Thursday. I saw 2 young girls with keffiyehs around their necks as I headed back home. And they were both, and I just wanted to go up to them and I wanted to say, look, what are you doing? Hamas has perpetrated some of the worst acts of anti-women violence in recent memory. And they did exactly what you just described, and it's horrific. Why are you siding with them? And I think one of the reasons why they're siding with them is maybe they're afraid. Maybe they just want to basically virtue signal and demonstrate that they're on the right side of history and they're not a threat or a challenge to this agenda. And then secondly, I think what they wanted, there's a sense of purposelessness and aimlessness on the part of young people in the United States. And this is going to sound awful, but I think they're almost envious of Hamas. Because Hamas knows what they're about. They have a sense of purpose. It encompasses their entire lives. It provides a meaning for them that these young kids in college campuses simply lack here in the United States and in the West in general.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I almost want to call it massacre envy. It's like, but that's what's going on.
Yeah, in part, I see where you're coming from, and I agree with you. The other part is that because of the institution, the educational institutions are such, is that they have ideologically fixed our kids, you know, through this
right.
indoctrination that's taken place. It's not education. There's no critical thinking. There's no process. It's just, hey, I'm going to tell you what you need to believe. Okay.
Right.
And of course, these kids, what's at risk? Their A, their GPA, their, you know, graduation. Are you kidding me? I mean, all this. So you are taught to conform. I mean, I've seen this happen, you know, for decades on college campuses. And here we are. We allow this to happen. We can be thankful a little bit of, you know, because of COVID. We saw what was happening at the grade school level. So what's happening on the college campuses has spread down to the grade school level. And, you know, our kids are being trained to not to exercise critical thinking. They're being trained to follow the lead, and the lead is the administrative state. It's others that have determined what you are to believe. You know, I'm telling you, Dexter,
yeah.
this is what you're to believe, right? Go ahead.
Right. It's like, I don't know if you ever read C.S. Lewis's That Hideous Strength, but it basically,
yeah.
But it basically tells a story about how an institution was taken over. And by people with a very, you know, evil agenda. And I think that's pretty much what we're dealing with now. All of the institutions that the American middle class has previously been able to rely upon to basically educate their children and inculcate them with the skills necessary to be responsible, purposeful adults have been hijacked.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I used to think, oh, it was like a shipwreck. You know, it was kind of like the Exxon Valdez, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather have Joe Hazelwood in charge of these institutions. He was the guy who crashed the Exxon Valdez than the Ahabs. These people are hijacking these institutions. They're Ahabs that are straight out of Melville's Moby Dick, and they're chasing after the white whale, and it's their white whale is the West. They are basically hijacking the institutions that the West has relied upon to replicate itself and maintain itself through the past, you know, several hundred, you know, several centuries. And this is a problem.
Well, the West has sold its soul to the highest bidder, and they understand that. So they come with money, you know, money that came from oil, some of the things that America industry taught them how to do, and so now they're pointing it back at us. And part of the problem is that it's a little bit of the, you know, chickens coming home to roost, because our leadership, and you mentioned these institutions, CIA, FBI, the Justice Department, you know, all throughout here, what's happening in America today is the very thing that they've done to other countries. And we need to open up our eyes to understand that, look at, I guess maybe they ran out of countries and they decided, well, let's go ahead and let's do a coup. Exchange here, you know?
We need some sort of great awakening. That's what we need.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Well, apart from the truth, you're not going to get it. You see, and we suspended the truth decades ago. It became relative. And once you did that, of course, you decided to turn your back on God, because God is the source of truth. So until we reconnect with God and connect with the truth, then we're going to walk around like a bunch of blind men. And this is where we are right now. I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful because I see revival taking place, Dexter, you know, across the country. It's like there are many bonfires, of revival that I think that it's a matter of time that they connect and really something takes off, not just here in America, because I think sometimes we only think in terms of America, but there'll be something that will ignite the entire planet. I think there's some great days ahead, so stay tuned for details. We've got to go to break with God.
I'm Phil Hotzenfeller, the pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. I have a new book out with Charisma Publishing. The title, It's Midnight in America. You know the church is asleep and slumbering in the night. We're on the doorstep of the return of Christ. Every day we see more and more signs of His return. But are you ready? My new book, It's Midnight in America, will answer the most pressing questions about biblical prophecy, the last days. The book will help you connect biblical prophecies with current events, diminish fear, find hope, and develop an unshakable faith for the days ahead. The book is available on Amazon. Get your copy today.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and Clear Skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZI to learn more.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved.
I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Hey, great to have you with us. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dexter Van Zyl continues with us, managing editor of Focus on Western Islamism, a Middle East Forum publication. Dexter, you were talking in your, regarding your latest release about Students for Justice in Palestine grooming American students for an intifada, and you have a first-person account. I want you to share that with our audience, if you would.
Sure. Well, you know, when I showed up early in the morning, like before, a couple of hours before noon on Wednesday, the 24th. Mm-hmm. And I basically went with my iPhone because I was walking past the rally. I walked in and nobody bothered me until I brought out my Nikon, through the lens camera. Mm-hmm. The second they saw a professional journalistic camera, they essentially, a young woman came up to me, tried to stand in front of me and asked me who I was writing for. And I basically wouldn't tell her because it was an open alley. It was a public alley. And the alley that they were blocking was essentially the entrance to the Massachusetts Transportation Building, which is also shared by Emerson College. And they had tents all over the place, and they had a picnic table with their food and stuff. And the interesting thing was is that it seemed as if nobody was really too bothered by the fact that they were hindering a public alley.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that was essentially, that was an illegal act. And so when I tried to take pictures of the, get a panoramic view, the first thing was is that three young women basically stood in front of me to block my camera. And I was like, look, Emerson College is a well-known school that has a journalistic program here, you know. And here they are basically infringing with somebody's right to exercise their First Amendment rights. And it was, mm-hmm. it was kind of weird.
Yeah.
And I wanted to say, look, here you are going to probably one of the more well-known journalism schools in the city of Boston, and here you are interfering with the work of a journalist. What are you doing? And then later I went back in the afternoon, and I went up and I asked one of the organizers, a woman by the name of Amriti Bala, I said, so who's paying for this, and who's responsible for organizing it? And she wouldn't answer any of my questions. But it was funny just how much coverage they got from the local press. And interestingly enough, they went along with the demands of these kids to not have their faces broadcast on television. They would broadcast videos where their faces were blacked out on the video as it played. Mm-hmm. And so on one hand, they wanted to be able to draw attention to themselves. But on another hand, they weren't really willing to accept responsibility or the consequences for disrupting public life in the city.
Yeah.
And so that was a very troublesome thing. And so at one point I took out after she asked me or refused to answer my questions, I said, okay, took out my iPhone to take pictures of Amriti Bala in the afternoon. And that was when they said, did you have a picture of one of our activists on your camera. Can you delete that photo? And I knew at that moment that it was going, that the hostility was getting higher, so I just walked away. Right. In large part because of what I had gone through in 2021. Then I got on the bus and I went to MIT and Harvard. And at Harvard, essentially, you know, eventually I had to go there the next day. Harvard made the good decision of not letting public access into Harvard Yard. They're basically doing what they can to starve this movement from the attention that it needs to survive. Mm-hmm. But the interesting thing is that, and since I've been to that area, the activists have basically taken up the lawn where they're going to perform the commencement exercises, where the graduation ceremonies take place. They're looking to disrupt the proper functioning of these institutions. At MIT, I spoke to a member of the crowd. He was an anti-Israel Jewish activist. And he basically accused Israel of genocide. He said that, and I talked with him, and I was just mystified about why he would do that. And he said, look, our goal is to essentially stop all of the relations between the university and the state of Israel because we do work with the Israeli Ministry of Defense. And I said, so you want to leave Israel defenseless? Is that what you want? And he said, no, we just want to basically, he didn't even really answer that question. I said, okay. So we've given money to Iran. Do you have a problem with that? The United States has a financial relationship with Iran, so to speak, because we released those billions of dollars. And I said, right. Do you have a problem with that? And he wouldn't answer that question. And so essentially what we've got is we've got a bunch of young kids demonstrating that they are morally superior by demonizing Israel, but not looking at the larger context of the Arab-Israeli conflict. And then they don't want to deal with the religious hostility towards Jews and towards Israel. And they think that if we, and I don't even know if they're really thinking much about this conflict. I think they're just using it as some sort of way to demonstrate that they're on the right side of history, that they say the right things. But the problem is that this has real consequences because right now I've just heard reports that the Biden administration has slowed down a shipment of armaments to Israel.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Anthony Blinken had said they're going to start to choke off some ammunition. You're right.
And what that does is that that's going to leave Israel defenseless. And so, and part of that also has to do with the fact that Islamist organizations in the United States have essentially told people, don't vote for Genocide Joe. Okay. And they think that if they beat up on Israel a little bit, they might be able to essentially get some of that vote back and win in the next election. So what we're seeing is that this craziness on campus, as juvenile and as insane as it appears to us, represents part of a strategic threat to the United States being able to have a reasonable foreign policy in the Middle East. And that's a big concern.
Well, part of this whole dance and everything, and this is a bit of kabuki, you know, sleight of hand that's going on here, is the Democrats are using all these crises, because they're not about to let a good crisis go to waste, that's their mantra, to, again, hide a hijacking of the 2024 election, because they know that that Joe's in serious trouble. I mean, his poll numbers are plummeting. And, you know, with all that's been going on, you know, the attacks on Trump, just going down the line, not to mention the policies that have been so injurious to the American people. I mean, you know, just the cost of living every month has gone up anywhere from $1,000 to $1,300 each month. And last time I checked, Dexter, I didn't find a Tesla in my driveway for that additional expense. This is just cause. And there's been so many other ways. And then on top of that, Joe says, hey, reelect me and I'm going to tax the holy what have you out of you. I mean, he's already said up front he's going to tax the heck out of us. So all this is going on. But I think that, again, and even in my readings for the last couple of days and in reading in the scripture, we're reminded that God will defend Israel. So the United States can do whatever it wants to do. Because that land, whether people want to admit it or not, I believe this is the case, that God has assigned that land, that is God's land, that he assigned to Israel. And if it comes down to it, just like in the Six-Day War when all odds were against them, you know, time and again since 1948, God has delivered. The United States has been a part-time, you know, at various times. And when we did that, we were blessed. And I think that America is putting itself, the leadership is putting America in a position to where, you know, clearly what the Bible says, those who bless will be blessed, those who curse will be cursed. And I think we're skating on thin ice here, Dexter, in my humble opinion.
Well, I think that there are, I think that we may see signs that they overplayed their hand, particularly the SJP activists. You know, just recently there were reports that supporters have raised almost $500,000 for a local fraternity at the University of North Carolina, whose members protected the U.S. flag from being torn down by it. Mm-hmm. And there are other signs, essentially, people are starting to, you know, even when I was at Emerson, I would look on tweets and I would see tweets from local commentators expressing contempt for these college students. And mm-hmm. so we are starting to see signs of a pushback. And the thing is that mm-hmm. that may force the Democrats to essentially distance themselves from this encampment movement. And if right. that happens, that will be the people are going to have to, then they'll say, okay, well, what does this mean on a policy level?
Exactly.
Are you going to reward them? Mm-hmm. Are you going to reward this encampment movement even at the same time you're trying to distance yourself from it?
Well, and as you say, there is pushback at UCLA. I don't know if you heard about this. This was underreported, I thought, in many levels. And some students there had gotten a trailer that, you know, played footage, the actual footage from October the 7th. And to let people see firsthand, I mean, this is this video that's kind of been circulating across the country. It's not the video in its entirety, but it still is quite shocking to see, you know, the murdering of over 1,000 people, the rapes, the children being burned in ovens and, you know, body parts, so women's breasts being kicked up the dirt road like soccer balls. And the thing is, you know, I remind people is that, you know, the people of Palestine, it wasn't like they were horrified by it. They're standing on the sidelines cheering this on. And
that's
so,
right. That
and
right.
on top of that, remember, 80% of the Palestinians voted Hamas into office. This is their government. They own this government that created all these horrific acts. Dexter, we got about 35 seconds left. I'm going to let you wrap it up. Go ahead.
One of the things, if you are a victim of SJP harassment, I beg you to go to the Middle East Forum's website, meforum.org. And actually, we can document this. We need these stories to help push back against SJP. And I just want to thank you, Bill, for this. It's been a great interview.
Well, I always appreciate our time together, and thank you for the insight as always. Dexter Van Zyl, managing editor of Focus on Western Islamism, a Middle East Forum publication. Check it out. Make sure you check out the website, okay? And stay informed. You've got to. All right? Thanks, Dexter.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have